The understanding based model is one of the best model of promoting peace and promoting justice, I would say, because justice is not always party A wins and party B loses. It's not always A versus B, but it's about A and B. That's what we are trying to do, promoting understanding-based model mediation, promoting understanding-based model in whatever conflict management and dispute preventions we do.
The Center for Understanding and Conflict welcomes you to The Other Chair, a monthly podcast exploring the dynamics of conflict and how to bring the human issues to the table. Together with our guests, we explore how the power of understanding each other can lead to better solutions for people on both sides of an issue. We will also share tips for managing your own mediation practice, approaching conflict in the professional world, and ways to apply our understanding-based model in your personal life. Hello to our listeners, and welcome to The Other Chair. My name is James Dykman. Today's guest is Aditya Rin, mediator and chief of staff for YCM, India's first conflict management and mediation center for youth, now with multiple chapters serving students, universities, and young professionals across the country. YCM members create a culture of dispute prevention and resolution through co-creating conflict management policies, while also providing training and mediation and conflict coaching services. Hello, Aditya, and welcome to The Other Chair.
Thank you. Thank you so much, James. It's a pleasure being on The Other Chair and answering questions.
Wonderful. Yeah, thank you. And thank you for being available. I understand it's late in the evening where you are in India. So thank you for being available for our listeners.
My pleasure.
Wonderful. Well, why don't we start? Give us an overview. What is YCM? Give us a little bit of a history about the organization and the type of work that you do.
YCM stands for Youth Conflict Management and Mediation Initiative. So we are India's first skill builder and dispute provider, dispute resolution services for all. So we basically do trainings for youth, training for universities, training for organizations in conflict management, mediation, dispute prevention, making difficult conversations easy. So, and we are also the regional coordinators for the International Mediation Awareness Week. We do the Young Mediators International Collaboration Project. So there's a lot of things that we do around dispute prevention and largely, and mediation conflict management is a part of that because we feel dispute prevention is better than dispute resolution. We talk about dispute resolution, but in India, I'm talking about India, especially in India, you do not have dispute resolution. You have dispute escalation. So it's always better to equip people with skills so that they can prevent their disputes rather than resolving it or further escalating it. So that's what we are doing as an organization. We are equipping people with skills so that they can prevent it.
Wonderful. Thank you. And maybe give a little bit more about the history. I understand, as the first of its kind in India, how was your organization created? You know, who was involved in participating and how was it received by the public, who it sounds like is prone to escalating conflict, to the types of training that you have?
So this is a young and dynamic organization, I would say. We were founded 4 years ago. My founder, Kudrat Dev, she's an alumni of OP Jinder Global University, which is one of the leading universities in India. She was a lawyer for, say, 3 years. She used to practice at Indian courts. Then she applied for Shivning scholarships, got a Shivning scholarship, went to London, to SOAS, to study master's in mediation. There she got introduced to mediation, and that's where YCM was born. She got to know about mediation, how mediation can help people preserve relationships, how mediation can help people resolve conflicts, how mediation can help people able to understand each other better. So that's where YCM was born. Now in India, we have a team of 5 to 6 people. We do trainings, and until now we have trained 6 batches of mediation training courses, a couple of batches of dispute prevention training courses, more than 5 batches of making difficult conversations easy. And we have trained more than 1,500 students largely around these topics, including seminars, workshops, trainings, competitions. So yeah, that's where we are. And we are still growing.
And how about yourself? What is your role with the organization? I understand you're also a mediator. What sort of mediation do you practice?
for YCM, I work with them as the chief of staff. So I largely lead the organization. I look after the operations of the organization. I look after whatever is going in the organization and report directly to my founder. So that's what I do. I do training. I'm also an assistant trainer. So I teach mediation to professionals, to students. So that is also one of the things that I do at YCM. Regarding mediation, I'm still a young professional. So I do not do solo mediations, but I shadow a lot of mediators in their, like as their case managers, as observer. So I do different sorts of mediation. I do family mediation. I do matrimonial mediation. I do commercial mediation. So that's where I am from a mediation perspective. But as an organizational man, I lead YCM in a lot, wearing a lot of different caps.
And is there a personal reason that you decided to get into conflict resolution and mediation work? Was there something in your life that drew you to that, or something attractive about it from a professional perspective?
So I'm a law student. I graduated this year. So it's 14th of June today. I graduated on 12th of May. So almost 32 days ago. And in India, the adversarial system is pretty bad. You have more than 4 crore cases that are pending in the courts. So according to a survey, if you file a case today, it will take you an average of 17 years to get it resolved. It's the backlog of cases is pretty huge. And as I said, adversarial system is something I do not prefer because it do not resolve your disputes, but further escalates it. I'll give you an example. Say there are two parties. A party has 55% of the evidence and another party has 45% of evidence. In India, if a party has 55% of evidence, he wins the case, he wins the claim. And the other party who has 45% of evidence loses and gets zero. That means the person who has 55% of the evidence gets 100% and the person who has 45% of the evidence gets zero. Is it justice? I don't think so. For me, it is not justice. So that made me a little bit off from the adversarial system, that is a proper litigation, and made me explore mediation, where I was blown away by the work that these organizations in India are doing and the mediators in India are doing. I was a part of a mediation where there was a dispute worth, say, $10 billion, which was pending in the court for approximately 60 years. And their grandsons were fighting that case. It was a 60-year-old case that was valued now at around 100 crore rupees in India. And we went for mediation and it got resolved within 3 months. So a case that was pending in court for 60 years got mediated within 3 months. And that made me fall in love with mediation. The power of communication, the art of asking questions, and I was just blown away. So that's where I started my journey with YCM. And it's been almost 2.5 years now, and here I am sitting in front of you talking about mediation conflict resolution.
Conflict manifests itself in many ways in our personal lives, for professionals in the workplace and for practitioners who have made a career bringing together parties in conflict through mediation practice. Each month, the Center for Understanding and Conflict hosts live webinars with featured guests discussing best practices and sharing their experiences for tackling conflict using the understanding-based model. Speaking of cultural norms in India, you mentioned that it's preferable to try to teach conflict prevention because people are, it sounds like, much less willing to try to resolve conflict once it's begun. And can you talk a little bit more about what the reason that is from a cultural perspective? Is there still, after 60 years, a willingness for some people to approach conflict resolution after prevention is no longer an option? Or just maybe unpack that whole thing a little bit more for our listeners.
In India, people feel that they are inborn conflict preventers. Maybe it's their ego that they feel that they cannot get into a fight, or if they get into a fight, nobody can beat them. And it's ego, it's the clash between them, which escalates the conflict. And it's pretty bad once the conflict has escalated because there's no end to it. So at YCM, what we feel is we try to equip people with skills so that they can prevent the disputes before it has even started to begun, before they are in the phase of resolving it. Why not prevent it? Because resolving is a different way. There's no resolution. There's only escalation. So our aim is to equip people with skills so that they can prevent the disputes. And yeah, people are willing to learn skills to prevent disputes because it's a life skill. It's not a legal skill. I don't feel conflict resolution or dispute prevention is a legal skill, but it's a life skill. You will be valued everywhere at your organization, at your workplace, at your office, at your home, if you have ability to resolve conflicts. And conflicts do not always mean legal conflicts, but it can be personal conflicts, professional conflicts, family conflicts. And if you have ability to resolve that, you'll be valued everywhere, wherever you go.
What is the role that youth have in helping to mitigate conflict, especially in conflict prevention, or maybe even later if it gets to resolution? How did youth come into play? And then I also understand from our conversation before the podcast began that youth doesn't always just mean the young.
For us, I'll make it very clear right here that for us, youth does not mean somebody who's 18 years of age or 21 years of age or below 40 years of age. For us, youth means somebody who is willing to learn, who is willing to take risks, who is willing to take challenges, and who is willing to build upon that, who has that learning capability and the willingness to learn. So yeah, that's a pretty awesome question, that how youth come into picture to mitigate conflicts. There are a lot of ways where youth come into picture. Now, even if we consider the age group of youth, maybe people below the age of 40. In India, majority of the population are people below the age of 40. And they are more acceptable to learning new skills. They are more acceptable to exploring new things. Now, when we talk about the role of youth in mitigating conflicts, they can do it in various ways. They can promote understanding. They can promote dialogue in their communities, because they are people who are accepted and who are acknowledged in their communities. In India, if you're a person who is young and who is well-educated, trust me, you will be valued. People will listen to you. You'll feel heard. So you can always promote dialogue. You can promote understanding. You can encourage empathy, active listening and understanding in your community. You can also advocate for bringing positive change. You should be passionate about social justice. You should try to, as a youth, people should try to raise awareness about conflict resolution, conflict mitigation, dispute prevention, and how it can help the entire world largely. Disputes is not only about legal disputes, but we have disputes at every walk of life. It's about how you look at disputes. We feel that disputes or conflicts is a way of growing. It's a growth opportunity. So how you can promote conflicts, how you can promote turning conflicts into growth opportunity, and the youths are the best and the favorable persons to do that. How they can bridge the gap between different communities. They can maybe foster communities and promote mutual understanding between those communities. They are most favorable to breaking down stereotypes, which their earlier generations have created. So they are more willing to break that stereotype and build relationships and create spaces for collaborations, right? And youth are more acceptable, more willing to build inclusive societies, right? Where they challenge discrimination, they create inclusive spaces, they ensure that the marginalized communities are being heard, their voices are heard, and they promote equal opportunities. And they also work with, say, community initiatives where they work on community-based projects that promote peace, conciliation, mediation, and social cohesion. Now, at YCM, we work with a lot of youth. And when I say youth, I mean people from all age groups who are willing to learn, willing to take challenges, willing to take risks. We work with a lot of youth, and they are doing some great work in their communities in helping prevent conflicts, training further their people at their home, people at their organizations, people at their communities, at how they can teach conflict management and how they can help them turn conflicts into growth opportunities.
Can you describe more the work that YCM does with students and universities in promoting conflict resolution work?
So at YCM, we have different chapters. By chapters, we mean for like we have chapters at different universities where they get trained as mediators, as dispute prevention specialists, as conflict managers, as people who can make difficult conversations easy. And then they serve their local communities. They serve their local communities by volunteering as mediators, as conflict managers. So one thing that they do is serving their local communities. Other, they help their universities, they help their organization, they help their institutions in mediations. Like if you have dispute between two students, if you have dispute between administration and the student's body, they help mediate that. They're better communicators. They are better dispute preventers. They are better mediators. So at YCM, we tie up with different universities. We train their students with different trainings. I said mediators, conflict manager, dispute prevention specialist, making difficult conversations easy. And then they serve their local communities. They serve their institution. They serve their organizations. And they have plenty of other options too as well. They get paid jobs at YCM. They get mentorship opportunities with expert friends of YCM. We have a panel of 100 plus expert friends who are senior mediators, people from all domains. So they get practical work experience for them. For me, I got opportunity to co-mediate or to shadow a lot of senior mediators who are in panel, like who are expert friends at YCM. They also get international visibility. So as I mentioned earlier, at YCM, we are the regional coordinators for International Mediation Awareness Week, which has it generally happens in November, where we have all the continents participating. We have n number of sessions over mediation, conflict management, dispute preventions, and we are the regional coordinators for them in India. So they also get international visibility, where they get chance to speak at such conferences and present the work that they are doing. So they have a lot of options to choose from. So we say this at YCM, once you start working with us, once you get associated with us, it's a family. It's your family. And we are more than happy to support you in your peacemaking journey. And we are helping these students, we are helping these professionals in their peacemaking journeys to make this world a better place to live, where disputes can be resolved and where disputes can be prevented.
Throughout the year, the Center for Understanding and Conflict hosts in-depth, basic, and advanced certificate programs designed to train you to become effective mediators and conflict resolution professionals centered in the understanding-based model. Our training programs have been the gold standard in alternative dispute resolution for 40 years and is popular within the legal community, with human resource professionals, ombudsmen, and corporate workplace mediation clients. I also understand that YCM and chapter organizations do work with outside organizations and institutions to help them with systemic conflict resolution and prevention. Could you talk a little bit more about that work that you're doing?
Yes, I would love to. So we also tie up with organizations where we help them co-create their conflict policies. In India, conflicts is not often talked about, especially in organization at workplaces. I've been to Zurich recently. I went to Zurich, where there were people from 36 countries participating in a conference. And a lot of people there were doing employment mediations, or which we call workplace mediation in India, where they used to mediate dispute between the employee and the employer. This is not very common in India. If you have a dispute, or if you have a conflict with your employer, It's all within you. You keep that with you. You do not discuss this with anybody else, and you keep this with you, and you get frustrated. And you mentally break down. What we are trying to do is we are trying to create a more inclusive space with this organization, where employees who feel unheard, who have conflicts, who have disputes with their employer, can reach out to them for a conversation, for a communication, for a dialogue. And we are helping them for this through co-creating conflict policies for such organizations by being their official mediation service providers or by being their dispute prevention specialist for such such conversations, to help facilitate such conversations in their organizations or in their institutions. So that's what we are doing with such organizations, promoting more inclusive space where the voices of employees are heard and they are better at their work.
You mentioned how the adversarial system is definitely not ideal in India, and it sounds like it's structured to be inherently unfair based on percentages of evidence. And then you also talk about YCM's dedication to promoting understanding. Is there a particular type of conflict resolution practice that you employ at YCM?
We train and we focus on facilitative style of mediation. But our main focus, as you mentioned, is understanding-based model, where we facilitate communication, active listening, exploration of ideas, and identifying needs and interests, diffusing tensions. So that is our main focus area of training students, professionals, and whatever we are doing in mediation or conflict management, with a viewpoint of promoting understanding-based model. So because I strongly feel that that is the best way of diffusing a conflict, I would say, because we help the parties understand each other's needs and interests. I'm not a very old professional in this community or industry. I'm only 28 to 30 months old in this industry. But what I feel and what I've experienced is conflicts are not always about a specific thing, but it's a lot more about the unmet needs and interests that are unmet of an individual. I have been part of mediations where people were asking, party A was asking X amount from party B, but actually they did not want it the X amount. They did not want it the money, but instead they wanted affection, love, care. And that was missing, and that was their unmet needs and unmet interest. And as soon as we were able to identify their needs and interests, we were able to settle that dispute without even having to give X amount to either party A or either party B. I feel it's the understanding-based model is one of the best model of promoting peace and promoting justice, I would say. Because justice is not always party A wins and party B loses. It's not always A versus B, but it's about A and B. So that's what we are trying to do, promoting understanding-based model mediation, promoting understanding-based model in whatever conflict management and dispute preventions we do.
This podcast is supported by our CUC Connect members, whose yearly membership includes free attendance to our live monthly webinars, 12 additional featured recordings of past training events, discounts to our basic and advanced training programs, and support from our network of certified trainers for continued professional development. Consider joining CUC Connect today and dive deeper into the understanding-based model. What feedback have you received from those who have participated in your training programs, for the community, or from students who've joined chapters? How is this emphasis on understanding-based conflict resolution making a difference in their lives and in the work that they're doing?
I'll tell you one thing. We have trained more than 200 mediators. We have trained more than 200 mediators until now. I know it's a small number, but we are a young organization. We are still growing. And out of those 200 mediators, not necessarily everybody became a mediator, because I strongly feel that you can never train a mediator. You can always discover a mediator. Mediators needs to be discovered within you. They cannot be trained. The feedback that I've received is great feedback. We have always received great feedback, and I'm not making this up. People said that even if we are not able to settle disputes at the end of the day, we know that we are a better person, and we help the parties to identify their needs and interests and to be better person. Even if we do not practice mediation, we still know that we are better person, because we know how to handle conflicts, how to navigate through conflicts, how to communicate, how to facilitate, how to explore, how to identify the underlying needs and interests, how to reframe, how to gather information, how to solve problems, how to brainstorm. So this is the feedback that we have received. We have helped people in being better persons, if not being the best mediators.
So you mentioned the emphasis that youth have on being the bringers of change, especially in social justice and providing a more equitable future as the younger generation coming forward. Could you explain the connection that you feel conflict resolution and prevention has in providing a more just and equitable future for everyone?
I have experience related to India. If you see in India, I already mentioned it will take you 17 to 20 years to get your case resolved. If you file it today, it will take you 17 years. Even if you get what you claim for after, say, 10 years or even 13 years or even 15 years, is that justice? I don't feel that is justice. Again, I'll give you a short story. We had a dispute where a disputant, husband of the disputant was killed by electrocuting wire. So he got into current and he died. The person filed for a case, and she filed a case, and it was in the court for 13 years. She got the compensation after 13 years. Was that compensation justified? I don't think so. She was not happy. She came back. She was talking that I would have loved if I would have lost the case. What will I do with this money now? It's been 13 years. My children are out of the country. They're studying somewhere else. They're doing something else. I don't have any use of this money. I don't have my husband. It's been 13 years. I've been running around courts. I've been running around the judiciary. And after 13 years, I got this money. What will I do with this money? I strongly feel that waiting for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and then getting what you claim for is not justice. As youth, as people who are going to lead this country in the future and lead this world in the future, we should always aim for better, creating better options, creating better opportunities. And I feel conflict management, dispute prevention, mediation is the best way to serve justice and accessible justice. When we talk about sustainable development goals, if you see goal number 16 is also, it also talks about justice, peace, and strong institutions. We need to create more of such strong institutions where justice can be accessible and it can be accessible to all. We need to train more lawyers as mediators, as dispute preventers. We need to train more judges as dispute preventers and mediators so that they can give their services to people who cannot afford legal system. I'll be very honest with you. A lot of people in India cannot afford legal representation. It's costly. And even if the government gives you legal representation, it's not what you desire for. It's pretty bad. So it's our responsibility as youth to create a strong institution, to create a strong system, to create a strong organization, institution largely, where everybody, any part of the country, any part of the world can access justice through communication, through understanding, through facilitation of their disputes, through identifying their underlying needs and interests. So, yeah, and as youth, we are the leaders of change. We are the leaders of tomorrow. So it's our responsibility to make that change, to build that organization.
Thank you, Aditya, for being here today and for sharing the amazing work that YCM is doing to lead conflict resolution and prevention in India. Really inspiring efforts that you guys are making.
Thank you. Thank you so much, James. It's a pleasure talking to you. I hope your listener finds it worthwhile.
Aditya Rayan is the Chief of Staff for YCM, India's first conflict management and mediation center for youth. To learn more about their mission, history, and programs, visit ycmindia.org. Thank you to today's guest for being with us today and to our CUC Connect members, whose support enables the Center for Understanding and Conflict to bring new perspectives in the field of conflict resolution and mediation to you, our listener, in each new episode. You can find out more about today's episode, along with full interviews and additional information about conflict resolution and mediation using the understanding-based model at www.understandinginconflict.org.